In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The five candidates running in the August 2nd primary for the new 38th Michigan House District squared off in a forum on Thursday night. There are three Republicans and two Democrats running. Among the local issues the five candidates were asked about was that of short-term rentals. Do they support a House bill limiting the authority of local governments to regulate short-term rentals? Republican George Lucas was clear.
Short-term rentals are a key component of the tourist economy. I support House Bill 4722. What it does is it prevents local municipalities from simply banning the activity of short-term rentals.
Democrat Joey Andrews opposed state efforts to limit local control of short-term rentals.
The local municipalities already struggle enough with fighting the short-term rental issue without having to deal with the caps being completely blown off of them.
Democrat Andy Brown feels the same. Republican Troy Rowling said he supports property rights, but opposes the state bill to limit local control. Republican Kevin Whiteford says he doesn't have an answer. The five that are all seeking to occupy the only state House seat in the region that doesn't have an incumbent in this year's elections. The 38th District was created by the state's redistricting commission. It hugs the Lake Michigan shoreline from New Buffalo to Saugatuck. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy says the city of Benton Harbor's water system has met the requirements of Michigan's lead and copper rule during the most recent six-month sampling period. Test results released on Thursday were the third consecutive sampling period to show declines in lead levels, keeping the city just below the federal action level. Eagles says samples taken from faucets throughout the city at 63 homes from January through the end of June were used in the calculations. Lab analysis released by Eagles showed results ranging from no detection of lead to 53 parts per billion. Five samples had more than 15 parts per billion of lead, the federal action level. Eagles says this means the city's drinking water system is remaining stable while the city accelerates work to replace lead lines. So far, more than 70% of the service line connections in Benton Harbor have been replaced or confirmed to be lead-free. Four Battle Creek men are facing charges after allegedly breaking into some marijuana dispensaries in Van Buren County and then leading police on a chase. The Van Buren County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to an alarm at the White Flower Cannabis Company in Pawpaw early Thursday. A short time later, they were alerted to a break-in at the Golden Greens Provisioning Center in Lawrence. Not long after that, the alarm went off at Transcend Dispensary in Hartford. This time, a description of the vehicle and suspects was obtained from security footage. A Pogegan tribal officer spotted the suspect vehicle near County Road 681 and Red Arrow Highway, and a chase began that reached 100 miles per hour. After about 10 miles, the vehicle became disabled, and the four suspects ran. They were all eventually caught with the help of canines and a drone after a search throughout several areas. They ranged from the age of 17 to 26 and were all taken to the Van Buren County Jail. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.